So, on the hill, bodies of orcs and ogres everywhere. Ignis tosses the blood off of her swords, sheathes them, and her and Grigwin and Adair begin coming to meet you at the bottom of the hill, where the rest of your people are now huddled, realizing the threat is gone for the moment, at least for the moment, and there's a definite lifting of the moods when they realize the elite team has rejoined them.
I kind of feel awkward just to be like, hey, yeah, we're back. Like, I don't want to be like that. I just want to be like, how is everybody?
For anyone that needs healing, I'm going to walk a little bit away from the group. I'm going to do up my channel divinity, Twilight Sanctuary.
Okay. What does that do?
As an action, I present my holy symbol, and a sphere of twilight emanates from me. This sphere is centered on me and has a 30-foot radius and is filled with dim light. The sphere moves with me and lasts for 1 minute or until I am incapacitated or die. Whatever creature, including me, ends its turn in the sphere, you can grant the creature one of these benefits. Grant it 1d6 plus 12 temporary hit points, or you end one effect on it, causing it to be charmed or frightened.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give people a chance to get some hit points.
Okay. As Zarkon is just walking around, how's everyone? And just moving his sphere along.
So everyone will get... So 14 temporary hit points if you're in my radius.
Okay.
Just in case anything else happens, you get a little bit of a buffer.
It's good to see all of you again. Agnes is putting her hair back up as it was all falling out from the fight.
When were you ambushed?
Just now, a few minutes ago.
Good time. Glad we made good time. Yeah. If we weren't so determined to get here, we might have missed you.
Yeah, we did get here quick. Everything was successful at Helmcrater.
Very.
The place is no more.
That's good to hear.
Sadly, there were not a lot of people to save.
We run into that a lot, don't we?
We made it so that they can never open it back up again. We, like, literally physically destroyed parts of it. He has some information about maybe wares that we could inform you of, but...
Yes.
No one should go back there anytime soon.
Lots of resources and treasure that we can use for our cause.
That's good to know. Yes, I would like to have more information on that. We could... It's in a secure location.
We hit it.
Good.
X marks the spot.
Well done. All of you. I believe our little group just got a hell of a lot safer, yes?
We hope. So how far away is Blackgate from here now? I'm assuming we met on the road, right? Is that what I understand?
I think you guys have traveled 4 days.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
4 days at this point. If you're pacing the group, because they will slow you down because they don't all have horses and there are some, there's some kids amongst them, so they will slow you down. We'll see what the checks do. This guy hasn't rolled a survival check yet below a 20. So.
Correct.
If he keeps that up, could be anywhere from another 3 or 4 days to another week, depending on the checks.
Got it. I'm okay with slow and steady.
Yeah, so I feel like strength in numbers.
Yeah, strength in numbers, but also strength in taking it easy as we go. If we rush to the end, we're going to be exhausted when we get there.
Yeah.
All right. We're about to start building the cook fires for the evening.
Maybe we should do it downwind. We should make these guys downwind.
Yes. Yes, we should.
If you guys are already good, I can change into my gorilla and I can start moving the bodies. She says sure.
Go right ahead and do that.
She's been doing this a lot.
I really enjoy being strong.
That's okay then. She's also a strength-based fighter, so she'll help drag the orcs. I don't think she could drag an ogre, but she will help drag the orcs.
Yeah. I'm all about it. Let's go, kid.
Orchestrion goes, hey, Derek, help them out.
Oh, sure, I'm on it.
What does she say when she sees him?
Yes.
Okay. She's actually about to be like finger up about what's going on there. You actually see Derek walk over, and he leans down and, like, does, like, a, I don't know what the kind of lifting is. I'm not a weightlifter guy, so I don't know what it is. But he kind of does, like, this power lift and has one of the ogres in, like, a fireman's carry.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And starts walking him over to Malady. I could help.
Yes, you can. Follow me, kid. And I'm going
okay.
to walk. I'm not going to polymorph. I'm just going to let him do it.
He moves all four ogres and all the orcs that Ignis didn't move. And Ignis is like, Ignis is doing okay. Like, she'll hook under an ogre's arms and drag him. She's doing just fine.
Yeah.
He grabs, like, two orcs. Like, well, she's got one under the arms. He has one by their ankles, one each in each hand, and is just dragging them.
Do any of these orcs have great axes?
Yes, they do.
We should take one and give one to Derek.
I think he's beyond his fear.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a little too, that's not enough for him.
Yeah.
And at the end, he's not huffing and puffing. He looks fine.
When we go to the cookout, I want to sit next to him.
Okay.
When we're ready, I want to sit next. I want to ask him a couple questions.
Okay.
I go to Ignis. I'm like, yes, he met us halfway. He helped us in the desert. He was instrumental in being able to have us scout and find you. And he also helped in the battle just now.
That did it.
Yes.
When the hell did he learn to do that?
When we were in the desert.
You must tell me how you got that out of him. He was useful, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seems to have found a path, at least.
Whenever you're ready, I want to talk to him.
Okay. You guys could settle in for the evening. The cook fire started. And
Derek?
Yeah?
How did you get injured? Do you mind me asking?
No, it's okay. Piece of rock fell on me.
When it fell on you, what were you doing?
I was a little kid. It was the day that they attacked Dragon Throne.
How old were you? A couple fingers.
He only holds up a couple, yeah. You can see he's like only counting on one hand, but you would know just from people talking, he was very young. Single digits. Like 4 or 5.
So you... What about your parents or anybody who took care of you?
I never saw my parents again after that.
Who took care of you from then?
And he looks over to Ignis.
Did she ever teach you how to fight?
No. She was always just kind of kept me, like, in the back and protected me, I guess.
Well, sometimes it's when you meet somebody very, very young, sometimes it's natural for them to still treat you young, even though you get a little older.
Okay.
Derek, do you know how strong you are?
I'm strong?
Yeah!
Oh, I thought I was just helping.
So think about me trying to go and lift those big, big men that you just lifted right now. Do you think I could have lifted them?
I don't know, I've seen you do some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, but not with my arms, not picking people up.
Oh, I guess I didn't think about it.
It's actually really very impressive.
Thanks. And he's starting to get a little shy now. He's like...
Don't be shy. Be proud. Be proud of what you have. And keep working with everybody. We always need big, strong people to protect us. That is amazing.
My dad was strong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was, what do you call with the... And he's trying to describe a mason or a stone worker.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was really strong. He could pick them up and move them. And he was also good at, like... And he mimics, like, sculpting.
So you should remember where you're from. Even if you were a little kid when he passed. That's who you are. That's where you lie. And strength. You just always hold on to that and don't be shy or embarrassed about it. Utilize it in a smart way. And if you don't know how to utilize it, you ask.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. You did really good today.
He's like grinning.
Thank you for listening to me when I told you that you needed to grow a little bit more before you fought. It scared me that you wanted to run there by yourself.
I wanted to help.
And you did. And you did, in a proper way. The right way. I knew that I was too... I was going to get beat up way too much. That's why I flew. Right? Sometimes you have to be smart about where you go and how you fight.
Yeah. I was just trying to be brave like you guys.
You are brave.
You guys are never scared. You always fight anything. I wanted to be like that.
I'm scared all the time. Every time I go into battle, I think, what if I die? What if I die and there's no one else to fight?
And you don't ever look scared.
Well, I have no choice. I have to fight.
Ashley will come up behind him, be like, you know, clap a hand on his shoulder and say, she's right. Be scared and do it anyway.
Be scared and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way of saying it.
Okay. Be scared and do it anyway.
Sometimes the scared makes you better. Makes you more cautious. Makes you more aware and smarter. Because you're scared. I was scared today. I was scared. There was a lot of people there we fought. That's why I went in the air. I was smarter.
Okay. I'll watch and try to learn. Mm. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else? Anything? Or?
Yes. Ashley will say, speaking of the fight, here, have this. And I'll hand him, like, practically empty flask. This is for your first kill. Drink up, buddy.
Aww. Remember when I said be smart? Oh, boy.
Be smart. Don't be like him.
Is this like, if I drink it, I'm one of you? I'm like one of you guys?
At this point, I'm going to call over.
If you drink it, you'll like the taste, maybe. It'll keep you a little warm at night.
But I'm going to call us all around, and I'm sure we all have
still
a
drink
glass
too much.
Or a drink or
there's
something.
There's not nearly enough to...
But you could always find more.
I said I was going to call everybody to do a toast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He drinks it, and it's like watching the 14-year-old who just did their first shot of tequila. Oh.
That was what I was going for. Yes.
But he's trying really hard not to show it.
Yeah.
Hands the flask back to you.
Breathe out. Breathe out. Yeah.
You'll do good, kid.
Okay. Okay. So you long rest, get all your stuff back.
Okay. Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Set out for another morning of travel.
With the group?
With the group in tow now.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
How long do those temporary hit points last?
If they follow the same rules as other temporary hit points, you probably lose them when you long rest.
Yeah. I hit my long rest button, they're gone.
Yeah.
My thing doesn't do that. It's weird. Okay, well, let me do my Bear Grylls thing.
Here you go.
Got it.
Do you have advantage on initiative?
Yeah, I haven't been using it much.
I'm sorry. I'm in your sheet.
I have
right
a lot
now.
Of things. I have a lot of things.
I have advantage on initiative too.
Very cool.
24.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Uneventful day. And you can all sense that even with the group now growing and you've got all your people back with you, it's not slowing you down all that much. Like, something about Orchestron in the desert, he's just gone Super Saiyan.
My horse has turned into a camel.
He's remembering that caravan of ghosts, and he's like, no more. Gotta get out of here. No more ghosts. Gotta get out of the desert. Must go faster.
I want to talk to Agnes a little bit and ask her about what they've met so far.
Okay.
Is there, like, kind of like catch me up? Like, is there any... have there been any, like, encounters that you've faced, or...?
No, not really. We've been pretty lucky so far.
Okay.
It was just those fuckers.
Derek said that he saw what I imagined to be Ling flying.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Good thing he hid. I don't recall seeing any dragons overhead.
Did you guys pass a village, like a desert village with people?
No, where did you see that?
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no, we didn't go through the valley. We went around it. We've been sticking to the dunes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, it was wiped out. We had to put the bodies in. I saw up on the ridge, it was a pincer movement.
You describe everything, like how you found the bodies?
Yeah.
Fucking say this, it's not enough that they have to execute people. They'd make a fucking game out of it.
Have you ever heard of anything like that before? Any types of groups that do that?
Because, Ashley, you knew, but you didn't share it, right?
I didn't share the details. Correct. Like, I did share, like, I know did this, the name.
Oh, okay, got it.
So you actually shared the name of the group?
The blood guy. I just didn't say, like...
The details.
I didn't go into the game. Yeah.
Oh, okay, the game.
I mean, it was pretty clear that it was a sick fuck. But I didn't go into detail about how sick.
For clarity, did anyone else here know of the Blood Brew gang or whatnot?
You can roll retroactive history checks, but it's going to be a really high DC.
I'll give it a shot.
You can do it. Roll. You can roll history checks. You too, Melody.
Oh, history? I warn you, I'm really amazing.
19.
What's up?
19. So I guess I would have known or heard something about it.
Okay, you've... Okay.
No. Blue. I rolled a 4. 14.
Okay.
19.
19. All right.
I'm going to change my
mind. Malady, you've never heard about it.
Until
Ashley brought it up. Orchestrion Zarkon, you'll know what Ignis knows, which is you've heard of an elite group of loyalists that are held in very high regard. They're like a Suicide Squad type of team. And they're known for their sadism. Mm. But you didn't know... Like, you didn't know anything about the bolts and shit like that. You don't know that. Because Ashley hasn't shared that.
Okay.
When he said Blood Brew, you were like, fuck, I heard about their savagery. This is beyond what I imagined. But you don't know the details yet.
Okay.
Same with you, Zarkon. And Ignis knows the same thing. Like, she's heard of them, but it's like, gee, fuck, they're sick fucks.
Do you know what triggers them to fight? And why they... would attack a village?
Based on what I know, it's for the fun of it.
Why would you just destroy entire people?
They're traitors.
They're evil.
They're sick.
I feel like logically it makes zero sense to just...
Melody, you of all people should know that. Everyone in this world has to pick their side.
Yes?
The Blood Brew pick theirs. And they draw great pleasure out of taking life.
It does seem odd that the dragons in charge would let a non-dragon have such autonomy.
That is true. They normally keep them under their thumbs, even the ones that are loyal to them, but I guess the Blood Brew are special kind of bastards.
So clearly we're in an area that we could probably get to them if we were smart about it. Do you guys think it's worth finding them and destroying them?
It would be fun.
I would freaking love it.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know.
We have no leads. When I went up on the ridge, it was just... All I could see was the attack patterns that they came in on. I didn't know where they came from or where they went.
I feel like if we keep going down the road that we're on, it will eventually lead to them.
It's very zen.
I believe Fat Feet will make our paths cross at some point.
I'm going to look at Orchestrion and roll my eyes.
Fate.
Yeah. We look over to the DM.
But I think Malady would be like, oh boy, fate. All right, fine.
I'm not hurt by fate. I'm just, if we're going after these dragons, they're going to be an obstacle eventually.
Oh, you think maybe they would come to find us because we're a big thorn in their side?
Maybe.
Well, that I like.
That would certainly be a welcomed challenge.
You know, I just think of, like... I know where you're going with it. I just think it's more of, like, how many lives could we save by going after them now? I'm not trying to convince anybody which way. I mean,
where would we find information on them?
You're asking Ignis?
Yeah.
I don't...
More of a general question to everybody.
I personally don't know. Try to message somebody. Or if I try to maybe... I think I have scrying. I forget now. But, like, if I could try to find something, like... If I rested and prepared, like, a scrying spell, I could try to, like, locate him on, like, a different wavelength. But really, that's just it. I don't think there's any ability to do anything else.
If we can discover their pattern, we might be able to set a trap.
I'm texting Tom.
So we're still... we're obviously on our steeds, and we're talking.
Yeah, you can do, like, a...
Yeah, that type of thing. Is Derek... walking or on a horse?
He is walking, okay. And he is playing with some of the kids in the group.
Well, Christian will take this opportunity and give Ashley my horse and kind of dump off and we'll go over to Derek, start talking to him. I teach him how to draw the symbol that we've been putting.
Oh, the lyre.
And I tell him basically, hey, we've never had unity. You're going to be one of my first disciples. This is our symbol now. Teach the kids. Teach everyone in the camp. This is the symbol for our hope. This is our resistance.
He is, like, speechless. You got it. And he runs off. Guys, get around!
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. I think it's like Malady's just kind of going through her thoughts of, like... She wishes she could do more.
All right. Then with a 24, that's going to be an uneventful day.
Sorry. I'll roll lower tomorrow.
No. Not at all. Roll hot. Please roll hot. Day 5 passes without incident.
In day 5, can I say that I hook my horse up to Orchestron's horse? That I just like kind of like tie my lead to your horse so that I can sit crisscross applesauce and I can read... And not pay attention to the road.
The spell book?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That's it.
So I'm gonna do my...
I'm just rereading and going through things. I can't really write anything because I'm on a friggin' horse, but I figured...
What are you rolling over there?
Survival, no?
Oh, for the next day. Okay.
I know what I want to do.
Because I'm assuming you're getting guided every time.
You are.
27.
There's one more. You've effectively chopped a second day off of your travel with being able to move quickly. 27.
How many more days do we think we have?
He keeps rolling like that, not many.
Is there wood anywhere?
Not really. You're still in the desert.
All right. So
but you're starting to see signs of... what's the word?
Transitional space?
Transitional space, but like, what's the... Vegetation. You're starting to see signs of vegetation in the distance. Mm-hmm. Like, more cacti are starting to pop up, and way out on the horizon could possibly be a tree line. Mm. So, and you would know that's where the Rani Desert ends, and you enter the region of Darshana, and that's where Blackgate is. It's in that region. Once you come out of the desert and back into, like, grasslands and plains, you're in Darshana. And you can start to see it in the distance.
I'm going to start drawing up sketches of how to make a horse an office. Like part of the saddle, how I can hook up a table.
She's turning her horse into a Winnebago.
Yeah, I want my horse to, I can sit in the saddle and have, like, a full workspace and, like, have something to lean on and, like, write. You know how, like, when people buy those standing desks and you go click, click, and then you start standing and you can do stuff? I want a click, click on a horse.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'll have a ripcord for when we get into trouble and I can pull it and then the office just falls apart.
Okay, this is not something you can build on the road. This is something you
I'm have drawing to... sketches, I said.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Also, I don't have the dicks to build a desk.
You said you didn't have the dicks. Like, what does that mean?
That's what I heard.
The dicks. Okay, I understand.
Thank you. The dexterity.
No, I heard dicks.
I clearly heard you say, I don't have the dicks. I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Roll for dicks.
Roll for dicks.
Roll for dicks.
Roll for genitalia. Anyway.
No, please.
But yeah, signs of vegetation in the distance. Something else you see in the distance, coming from what would be the northeast, So, like, yonder, in the sky, you see four winged shapes.
No!
Oh, okay. Boy.
Fuck a duck.
One really big, and three smaller ones that are flying with it.
Okay, listen, I think somebody should turn into an eagle and go and fight somebody in the air.
I think we should become as invisible as possible.
Oh.
Make perception checks.
I want to turn into an eagle and go and rip somebody's eyes out. You never let me have any fun!
What are you always telling Derek?
He's not around. He can't hear me right now. Perception check. Bullshit. Why am I even trying? I don't know anything. Ooh, 18.
That is cocked.
27.
Fuck you, cleric.
What?
16.
All right.
Eight, okay.
Zarkon.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get to your ready position, like, fuck. But as you take a really good look, the shapes are gold.
I share that telepathically with each of you.
Ah. Okay.
Gold. So gold. No ripping out anybody's eyes.
Gold is good.
Metallic, good. Chromatic,
yay.
Bad.
I wonder where they're off to.
As they get closer, they begin to descend. It's almost like they were flying and then did like a bit of a sharp dip when they got closer to you.
Question. Are we aware of any dragons, metallic dragons, that have changed sides? Inherently good, sure.
Make a history check. Sides.
I gotta roll a real die. This has gotta be good. I'm sick and tired of doing this shit. You're a good girl. Come on. 17 plus 10.
17. Nice. You have not heard of any metallic dragon switching sides?
No. Plus 10.
17 plus 10, 27.
Yes.
You have not heard of any metallic dragon switching sides?
Yeah.
They aren't as active as they've been. In the early days of the war, metallic dragons were out fighting the fight every single day.
Okay.
They haven't been quite as active.
Okay.
But you have not heard of any of them switching sides.
Okay.
And
that pulls me off.
Also with a 27, an ancient metallic dragon switching sides, word would have gotten out if that had happened. That's like a major world-shattering event.
I don't like that they've been dormant. I will beat them with contempt.
As they begin to slow... And as they get closer, you see the biggest one is gargantuan in size. That is an ancient gold, and there are three young gold dragons flanking the ancient one.
Do you have enough contempt for that?
I do!
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. There are four shapes. I apologize. It's the ancient, an adult, and three young. So five dragons total. One ancient gold, one adult gold, three young gold.
And Ashley is impressed.
And they all begin to descend. And there was a panic about to start that quells quickly as they get closer. Everyone realizes, oh, it's a gold dragon.
Mm.
And they land in front of you. And the ancient gold dragon you would have all heard of. Some of you may have even met her. This is Zamora the Bright.
Zamora the Bright.
So this is all that you were able to salvage from your city, yes?
And she just looks all of you around.
I mean, we wouldn't call it a city necessarily. This was from our encampment.
Yes.
No, I'm just... It's the way I'm keeping notes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes, this is the last of us.
It's a shame. This is all that's left.
Where did you come from?
You would know her lair is like...
I'm asking, like, what's the scuttlebutt? Why are you in the air?
Oh. My family and I were on our way deep into Thunderhawk Reach. The Council of Elders, which you know is the council for the ancient metallic dragons.
Uh-huh.
The Council of the Elders is... We're all meeting for the first time in a very long time.
That is fantastic. I love that plan. What can we do to help?
So much for condemned.
And Zamora...
She's doing shit.
Zamora kind of smiles at that. I believe you're already doing it. All of our offenses against the Takaiji, which is their name for the chromatic dragons. That's what the metallic dragons call them.
Kaji?
The Takaiji.
Takaiji.
All of our offensives against them have been for naught ever since Goros ascended to Icon status. Now that word has reached us that Dendara has fallen, I think it might be time for the Council to get off of its ass.
I love that plan. Here's my question, though. What happens when you all convene? I mean, you're all in the same place at the same time. What are you doing to protect yourselves?
We will be fine in the same place at the same time. I don't even think Ashart would be stupid enough to attack 5 ancient dragons at the same time. Even if he came with all 5 of his, it's a fair fight, and he doesn't like fair fights.
Okay, but what about Goros himself?
Goros is too busy being an icon right now.
Okay, Diva. So just a crazy idea. What if the 5 of you guys get together and go and kill him?
Goros can't be reached right now. He is beyond the veil. Last I heard, he's made some uncomfortable alliances beyond the veil and is now in search of conquering that plane.
Is there any indication of what the council may decide?
I don't know for sure. I don't know what our next move is going to be. But
what moves are there to be had? Out of your mind, not the council's. What moves do you have?
There is all-out offensive on Dragon Throne, is one. There is consolidate forces and shelter defenses. I don't know. Everything we've ever done for the last 30 years has failed.
Do you think you can convince the council to band together all of the dragons and go after each one of the main dragons of this region?
We can try.
Because yes, fine, you can't get Goros, but if you can destroy his generals, the things that wreak havoc over the land, you'd cripple them.
That is true, unless word gets to him what we're doing and he pierces the veil. Everything is with risk.
Pick off the little ones first.
That's an idea. Anyway.
Would we know about any sort of political division within the Metallic Dragon Council?
Can't even have you roll for that. No, I don't think you would know that. Dragons are fairly secretive, and even though you fought on the same side, dragons wouldn't have shared politically that what was done.
Okay, so then I'll ask.
You would all know historically the Metallic Dragons didn't even want to get involved in the first war. It wasn't until one of their own was killed. Brevon, who you might remember as Brevon the Clumsy.
Brevon the Clumsy, I just got goosebumps.
When Brevon was killed is when the Metallic Dragons...
Tom, you remember him. He's the guy who meets us in the bar and he was like a bumbling idiot. And then we finally find out he's a freaking huge-ass dragon.
I believe he was a bronze dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brevon the Clumsy. When he was killed is when the Metallic Dragon said, okay, fuck this. And that's when they went to war. But fortunately, Goros won and the rest is history.
Do you have any alliances with humanoids now?
Noids?
Noids. Humanoids.
The youths?
Any pizza demons that you can call to your aid.
I didn't want to say humans and discredit everybody, so humanoids.
Well, as you know, I have relationships with your commanding officers. All 3 of them. Even though Arya can be a bit prickly at times. But other than those 3, no, I can't say that I do. Make an insight check.
You were just like, girl, same.
I was like, life imitating art.
We will go to brunch and talk about it.
Alright, where are we going? You said insight, my love?
Insight.
Why do I have, like, no... Oh, boo! 18. Every time I have a +0, I get a good number. But every time I have a +10, I get, like, 4.
Well, at least you have a +10.
I know.
Oh, I do have a +8. And a +7, look at that.
Okay.
We haven't come across any circumstances.
you got a whispers.
With, like, the stuff I'm good at.
Can I ask you, it is not my place to speak to you in this manner already.
Oh, you feel free to ask. Ignis, by the way, has come over. I'm like, hey, Zamora, how are you? Oh, good to see you, little friend.
If your relationship with the humans was stronger, do you think that we would have more of a chance if our bonds became tighter? I know there are people out there who want to end this. And if we bonded together, we could have a real shot.
Perhaps.
Your powers are unbelievable. We have a fraction of that. But we could help tip the scales.
Perhaps. But there's a part of me that sometimes feels it is too late and the fighting is all for naught.
Never believe that. This is our world. This is our life.
The fighting is not all for naught. Because you're still here.
Your words are true.
And oppressors always need someone to oppress. They won't kill us outright. And if they don't kill us outright, there's hope.
I see hand waving over there.
Yeah. Orchestrion's...
Yes. What? And I will telepathically say, what do you want?
Now this. This is what I wanted. I wanted you to go in my head. What was that thing that we wrote on the placard when we burnt down the death camp?
Truth through revolution, healing through war.
Thank you. And I go to her in Draconic with... I'll do persuasion, I guess. I don't know what you want. But in Draconic, I say, truth through revolution. That's our new... That is our motto.
Well, I certainly like that. She answers in Draconic.
Show her the picture. Show her the picture.
You show her the...
A doodle. This is our new symbol.
I like that a lot. What gave you the inspiration for that symbol?
Noodles.
Well...
It is one example of so many people who fought very bravely and are no longer with us.
Yes. Some are no longer with us in other ways than the physical.
You mean like lost in their minds?
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, I will bid you adieu at this point. Where you are all heading to Blackgate, yes?
No yes. Comment.
Is the route...
Spot.
Is the road to there good to your perception?
From what I've seen on my flight, it looked clear. I think you have a clear path straight there. I have ways of communicating with Lord Brasslands and with Arya. I'll get in touch when I can.
If you need us, please reach out.
I certainly will.
We are more than eager.
I can tell. Until then... Thassilar, please! And as you look over, one of the young gold dragons is, like, laying on its back playing with the kids. Oh. Thassilar, come on, please! I apologize.
No, let them have the fun. We need the kids to remember what they're fighting for.
Ah, that is true. Distraction is always welcome. That's enough of that. Okay. Good day, my friends. Truth through revolution. And five dragons take to the sky. As all the kids are. And some of the adults are. Wow.
Oh, I'll be one of them. Hot damn. Pox thinks to herself and will not say it out loud. Pox. Malady says it to herself.
Malady?
Out loud. Is, why do I have a feeling that they're going into a trap? I have a feeling they're going into a trap and I have a feeling that they're all going to die.
It was all in your head.
It was all in my head.
Okay. We don't know anything.
Fair enough.
I definitely have that, like, I'm never going to see that dragon again.
I'm a poker player. Good luck reading me.
You guys have seen me DM when I have, like, something really important to do. I'll be like, go ahead, ask me the question. Don't look at my face. Don't look at my face.
I do echo your concern. Because you said out loud about all of them meeting in one spot,
I did
right?
say that.
You said that out loud.
I did say that.
So,
you
did say that out loud.
So,
yeah,
I would echo that sentiment. I do have a concerned feeling.
I also don't love the fact that she came out with it so honestly and so easily to us.
Well, I imagine when you're that...
We could have been anybody. Fine, you recognize one or two of us, but you just told a huge group of people...
And we've already had moles.
Well, to be fair, she is a ancient dragon.
Valid.
You mean the confidence?
Who exactly is going to,
Isn't
there very few? There are very few creatures in this world that I think would challenge them. Now, of them, Goros controls them. Which is what concerns me.
Isn't there a saying, beware the old timer in a profession that people die young?
Correct.
Yeah.
This actually abodes a world question.
Mm.
So if the chromatic dragons are able to kind of get around freely, are there like free lands that they occupy that aren't really under Goros' control?
There might be enclaves that exist in the world where they just never got around to conquering, but there's no real... There would be no freedom. It would be like an island somewhere, and if they left the island, they risk detection. Anybody who exists like that would exist under the radar type thing.
Is that why she's traveling with a posse?
That could be part of why she's traveling with a posse. Like, it's more than just Goros ascending to iconic status is more than just, oh, now he's really powerful. It's like he's basically a god. Like, he can look through space and time. You know, there's really nowhere to hide from him. And her alluding to the fact that he's now waging war on that side of the veil, number one, could be a reason why he hasn't personally stepped in to stop you yet, because he might have his hands full on the other side.
Mm. But Eli doesn't think we're a threat either.
Could also, because dragons, especially chromatic dragons, are very arrogant. So he might not consider you a real threat. Ashard will stop them, type thing. And also a big problem that you would know is if he's waging war on the other side of the veil, that means he's also trying to conquer there.
Yeah, which at that point means I need to do some work. I have things I need to do now.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want to be
homework?
I got to be God. All
right.
Yes.
Say again?
Exactly.
He doesn't want to be a god. He wants to be God.
He wants to be the god.
Ding, 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 ding.
So you see behind the veil, he's like up in like Olympia?
That's one place beyond the veil. There are many planes of like that where deities would exist. There's the Nine Hells where deity-like power exists. There's Mount Elysium. There's even the astral plane has deity-like beings on it.
So let's say he goes and he fights a whole bunch of gods and he loses. And then he's sitting in, beyond the veil, but sitting in a corner licking his wounds. That's the perfect time to freaking go and get him. So we need to find a way to track him beyond the veil and be able to transport ourselves to it in order to kill him. Yeah!
Yeah, it sounds really easy.
I think this is doable.
Would I know anything about this?
I think you are vastly overestimating
our ability. Are you going to do this before or after you make your horse office?
Don't read my diary!
Valid question, Orchestrion.
Don't read my diary! My diary.
He's a sneaky one.
Oh, no. All right.
Don't trust the bard.
I would say probably after.
I'm going to need to find a temple at some point.
Fair enough.
There are ways to go beyond the veil, right?
That's what I was going to say. Like, you want me to roll for that? You want me to...
Everything that has been said at the table in the last 2 minutes is accurate. There are ways beyond the veil, and you are also grossly overestimating your party's abilities right now. I mean,
confidence I will get there.
That's a thing you could do. You could go attack a god right now. It's a thing that could happen.
Visiting another plane of existence.
I am not saying.
And he might also use your rib cage for toothpicks.
Oh, if we're lucky. I'm not saying that I can go beyond the veil and defeat him myself. Don't get me wrong. I am saying that if we can get all the chromatic dragons and all the humanoids who are going to fight, we could all band together and we could find a way beyond the veil where Goros is already probably fighting for his life and fucking kill him.
Well, if you're talking about a long-term goal.
Yeah, long-term. Yes.
The thing is, we need to know what's going on the other side of the veil. Hence, I need to find a temple.
We also need to figure out how to get beyond the veil without being picked apart atom by atom.
Mm. Malady,
what's an atom?
You rolled a 20 for confidence.
Well done there, Ashley.
I have a ton of confidence.
You would all know that's never been done before.
I think you guys would know also that Malady has some like crazy ass ideas about what is possible and what is logical. Like, she really likes to not hold herself back and be like, no, these are the spells I know. Like, she wants to push herself to beyond what people can think.
That tracks little, with Chronomancer.
And that's little why she's head in the clouds like,
kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but also kind of more of like mad genius. You don't need a spell to fly. We should be able to build this contraption that everyone right. would jump in and we could fly across the country together. Like, she's right. kind of thinking sounds like...
crazy, right? Outside the box.
Yeah, she's like Da Vinci over here thinking things that everyone's like, you're crazy ass. Like, yeah.
Well, that tracks with a Chronomancer.
Yeah.
Chronomancy in this world is sort of like, I'm trying to think, I guess the best thing I could think of, even though this isn't fully accurate, would be like stem cell research now. It's like...
fringe science.
It's fringe science, but it's proven, but we don't know fully what it can do because it hasn't really, there hasn't been funding to research it.
Okay.
Chronomancy is a lot like that. It's like there's a big school of people that say, oh, it's poppycock, it's old wives' tales. Mm. But then there's a few chronomancers who are like, no, it works. We just need to study it more.
Fusion technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very new, on the cusp of arcane, for lack of a better word, technology in this world.
Mm. And eventually there'll be a breakthrough, and I'm going to be there for it.
You're going to be there. You're going to be the one to make the breakthrough.
Fuck yeah!
And I will be there to heal you when it goes wrong.
Yeah!
You don't have confidence in me!
Supporting in
stop
her
reading
ways.
My diary! Okay.
I love everything about this, but I'm just going to get us back on track.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
We didn't quite go off of it, but let's just nudge the wheel back onto the track. So, the rest of the day passes. Long rest. Give me more checks. I don't think you used anything.
One. Okay, so. 26.
Why am I even bothering at this point?
You know what I'm wondering why you bother with is why you give him a hard die.
No, I like that. I like it. It keeps me grounded.
Gotta
keep my eyes on this one over here. Okay. Another fairly uneventful day. When you wake up that morning, you see that Derek... mm-hmm. And a couple of the older kids have effectively given themselves henna tattoos.
Oh, Derek. Oh.
Okay. Well, there you know.
And every tattoo is their version of Kespa's lyre.
Okay. Okay.
That's hand-drawn, so yeah. It's crude, but...
so they drew it, so it's not permanent.
No, it's not permanent.
I thought they were over there with, like, sticks and needles and...
No. Okay. It's like one of the kids got their hands on some ink and they made, like, a little thing. And no, it's...
awesome.
Effectively henna tattoos. Okay. Or I guess more accurate would be, like, permanent marker. Like, they drew it with permanent marker.
Okay. I'm all for it.
Okay.
Yes. I walk over. Can you put one on my hand?
Oh, sure. She did the drawing. And he points at one of, like, the teenage... one of the teenage girls from the camp. And she, oh, sure, I'll make you one.
Just right here in my hand. And my hand's like this big. So, just like right here on my hand.
She takes a second to do it. She can actually climb up on the horse and do it while you're on the move. If you want.
You're very talented. Because the horse jumps a lot. I don't even try to write with my ink when I'm up here.
Oh, it doesn't bother me too much.
Oh, okay. And I expect that we just bond while she does it.
Sure. Okay. You can bond with her. And with all the 20 pluses, you can cut days out of the travel. Another day passes with no real events. You do clear the Rani Desert. Mm. And the tree line wasn't really like a forest. It's very much grasslands. And as you're approaching the end of the day, you see in the distance, as the sun is going down behind you, you begin to see faintly the city limits of Blackgate. Mm. You could rest for the evening, or you could push through and get there by nightfall.
I think we should rest.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I really want to look around before we rest, because we are very exposed.
What is Ignis, then?
True.
She's the...
technically, she's the leader.
She is the leader, and I don't want... I don't want it to
what
be like...
what does Ignis think? Don't think about DM.
What does Ignis think? Ignis would want to push through and go. She would want to push.
Before we do that, let me scout ahead with my...
I mean, full disclosure, the DM would like you to push through too. But don't let that be your deciding point. You guys... Yeah, Ignis is the leader, but you guys are the main characters of the story. Like, you just you go where you want to go.
I want to do two things. First off, I want to create my crow or my vulture into a raven. And I want the raven to do a sweep in the grasslands, even if it's far out, and then come back and report to me.
Okay.
And I want to see if they find any movement, beast or humanoid.
With deception of, like, just some woodland creatures that you'd find out in the grasslands, mm-hmm. no real activity. Okay. Other than, like, you know, a groundhog here or there or something like
no
that.
No smoke from a fire. Nothing.
Nothing like that.
Okay. And then the next thing I want to do is I want to look around at the people around us who have been walking all day. How do they look? Do they look worn out? Do they look like they can push through?
Make a perception check.
I suck at that, man. Why don't you ask me questions? Solid 4.
Hard to tell. It looks like a mix. There are some that look worn out, but there's also the excitement of seeing the city there.
Are there any elderly?
A couple. A handful.
I'm going to go to the oldest person. Do you think you can push through to Blackgate?
And the person, the oldest one amongst you is an elven woman. Mm. You all know her. She's been part of your enclave. Her name is Halia. Mm. I've been a fighter since the original battle of Dragonthrone, honey. I got one more fight left in me. If it means to fight my way across this, fight this old body across the grass to get to the city, I can do it.
All right, let's go. I'm good to go.
Okay.
I give everyone a motivational speech. I know it's like only up to 5 if you want me to roll something else. I want to give like fiery speech. It's like, hey guys, we're right there. This is the home stretch. Let's push through. If she can do it, I point to the
Halia.
Is she going to make all you young ones look stupid? Let's go.
Been doing that my whole life, honey.
I know you have.
Would you like to ride my horse?
Huh. I won't say no.
So I'm gonna
just move like this shit.
It's not like my car. I don't have like McDonald's
just,
bag.
You can sit on that. Let's just
just smush that over to the side. It's a horse.
Okay.
Oh my god. It's not a Winnebago. So
he hasn't even started building
yet. It's just a dream. So, I mean, she's an elf. I can ride with her, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So, I want to talk to her while we cross the last part of the desert.
Okay, what do you want to say to her?
You fought in the battle?
Yep. I was there.
Did you know Pox?
Pox a little?
Yeah.
I knew of her. Huh. I saw her a few times. I didn't know her personally. I knew who she was, yeah. Everyone does. Everyone knew her. And her whole crew.
She was my aunt.
No shit.
And I'm going to take out my spell book. This was her spell book I found when I was young.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. May I?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know why, but I can't read this shit.
I can barely read it myself. She had a very unique way of writing things. Can you tell me anything about the last battle and what you might know of that group and maybe their last moments? Did you hear anything?
I mean, I was city guard in Dragonthrone. I was inside the walls when Ashard hit with the rest of them. When Goros landed on the wall, your aunt and all of her crew, they were the only ones running toward him. The rest of us were running the fuck away as far as we could.
No one knew the impact back then of what could happen.
Yeah. I mean, they were some of the bravest people I knew of. I certainly didn't want any part of them. It's one thing to hear about what he was, and then seeing a dragon, a half-undead dragon, the size of a goddamn building, land on your city walls. Yeah. Turns your resolve inside out.
I don't blame you. I don't blame anybody for it.
Those crazy fuckers ran right at him. What happened after that, I don't know. But, I mean, I've heard the stories. Everyone has. But I didn't witness it, unfortunately.
I'm just curious to know what you knew about those moments Sometimes you only hear the heroic stories and you don't really know what truly happened.
Yeah. I understand. Wish I could be more help to you.
That's fine. And then I just want to, you know, shoot the shit asking how she got involved and any things that she's been working on. But just chit-chatting.
Did your aunt speak Elvish? Do you speak Elvish?
Do I speak Elvish? This is the whole music, guys. I do.
You do?
I do. Draconic, Elvish, and Gnomish.
Durant? Because this looks out Elvish. Durant speak Elvish?
I don't see why not. She's very smart. She spoke a lot of languages.
I mean, that's... And she's holding the book. You now realize she's holding the book upside down. And you've not looked at this page upside down before. That's... Yeah. That's definitely Elvish.
Oh my god. I gotta read the whole book all over again now.
I mean, that word right there...
It's gonna take forever to figure out what she wrote.
And it's not... It's so almost like reading a book in English that was written in the 1700s. It's almost like the old Elvish.
Old Elvish.
Kind of thing. Well, I know that word means linear.
Linear?
I can't make out the rest of it. And she hands it back to you. Okay. When she identifies... Make an arcana check.
Make an arcana check. I was just about to make a note saying that I had to go find an old English diary. Translator. Mm-hmm. You said what, baby? I'm sorry. Arcana?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, 28.
28. It's like getting a piece of a cipher. Once you know that word means linear, and that's L-I-N-E-A-R, the rest of the sentence begins to make sense.
Okay.
And it effectively explains that your aunt believed that, because you knew she believed chronomancy was possible. She had, like, the beginnings of it sketched out that you already were able to decipher up to this point. And now you're getting into, like, theoretical magic at the end of the book. And this was one of her final entries before that day, because there's not many pages left after this. She had a theory that time wasn't linear. Kind of like the Doctor Who thing. It's not aligned. It's a great big bowl of wibbly-wobbly.
What is it called?
Wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
No. It's from the TV show, but okay.
Jeremy Baramy.
What's the period? That's Tuesdays. That broke me!
Theoretical Magic is a great band name.
Yes, it is.
Jeremy Baramy.
So okay. Anyway, you have that.
I wrote it down. My brain is a little broken. You got to give me a little time to deal with it.
All right. So after about an hour and a half to 2 hours, give or take, the sun has gone down and it is cresting into full dark. And you begin to see the city gates of Blackgate rise in front of you.
Oddly enough, they're red.
Now, what you would all already know about Blackgate is that there's a section of the city that never fell. Think like the Warsaw Ghetto uprising in Poland. Like, the Germans had Poland, but there was that one section in Warsaw that held. For a little while, at least. That's kind of what Lord Brasslands has. He has, like, a section of the city that, for some reason, never got conquered, and he was able to run his branch of the resistance out of there. But as far as the rest of the city goes, as you approach, you realize what you saw of the city walls was really just a silhouette of, like, the buildings behind it, because the section of walls was, like, torn down. It looks like it's been broken apart. As you approach the city, you see movement, like, back and forth beyond the city walls in between the buildings. And as you get a little closer, you start to see that the movement are the heads of fire giants that are just walking around the city.
Hmm.
Are they friendly fire giants?
There's no such thing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Unless you're a bad guy.
Magnificent spires of the city, now partially charred and crumbling. You can see rooftops that are completely scorched in a line that looks like it was probably fire breath. Giant, and you see the giant-sized helmets that are walking sort of in rhythmic up and down what you are gathering would be like city streets or city blocks.
When we get to a certain point, I'm going to cast Sending to Brasslands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, we're here. Please let us in.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'll send a team out to meet you. Don't approach from the west. Turn left. Go toward the northern gate. They'll meet you there.
We were approaching from the west.
You're approaching from... You right now are currently approaching from the west.
Okay.
But now you've gotten the direction, turn left, and go in through the north.
Noodles, definitely noodles. Okay. Yeah, noodles.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So you guys turn toward the north and continue on, skirting around the edge of the city toward the northern gates. I actually want stealth checks from everybody.
I'm good at that!
Let's see.
Actually, I'm supposed to be good at that. We'll see how it
goes. I have disadvantage. Oh, didn't even matter.
Oh, fucking shit.
17.
Awesome.
8.
Nice, cleric.
10. So we're going to become...
By the skin of your ass.
Are we a traveling band?
Guys, this way! No, well, this way!
You know what? We could have made it anyway, because I have passed without a trace, but we don't need it, so...
That's a good point. Even if we retcon, then that becomes 20, 15,
15.
18, and 25. 20. Yeah. Or 20s, whatever it was, 27, 28. Yeah, so that's fine. So you cut to the left and skirt around the north edge of the city, and staying to the shadows and keeping everyone behind you hidden as best you can, you begin to see, right at the end, like, the city wall here is pretty solid, okay? But right at the northeast corner, there's a rough hewn that looks like it was hand-cut, about 8 feet tall-ish into the wall, into the city wall itself. And as you're getting a little closer, you see a wrought iron gate open up out towards you. And a little, you see a mechanical spider walk out and come and make its way over to you. And as this thing is approaching you, and you are all looking at this like, what the shit is this? You hear a dwarven voice. What do you got there, Thomas?
Thomas! Sorry.
And out of that gate comes 7 figures. Led, 6 others, the 7th is in the lead, a dwarven man. Evan, tell me how Lord Brasslands would look after
Lord Brasslands! Damn, this is a good throwback. Well, when I did play him, he had, like, sort of a mix of leather and, I think, actual plate. I'm sure now he has, you know, he's long in the tooth at this point, so he's got more stuff. He's running the show here. Old dwarf and very sort of noble yet academic.
Okay.
Absent-minded professor. Probably at this point he has either a monocle or spectacles.
Okay.
Very eccentric. Somewhat, his hair is disheveled. I think it used to be red. Now it's probably more on the white side.
Yep.
And, but I'm sure he's still just as eccentric and goofy as ever. He was a tinkerer. He was more into creating things. And I remember his thing was a blunderbuss axe, essentially. It was a gun axe that was his weapon.
Which he is currently carrying.
Oh,
did he have a cloak with, like, different patches on it?
Yes. He had a cloak of useful items.
Mm. That's right.
Which he is wearing now. Almost every patch is gone, but there's a few. There's one patch here that has a ladder on it, one patch over here that has a window on it. But almost all the patches have been used. He has armor that he has done a very good job either repairing or keeping it, because it's still the metal parts are gleaming. And he has the blunderbuss axe on his shoulder as he walks out to meet you. Flanked behind him are 6 other figures. A large human man. Long, bushy blonde hair. Long, bushy beard. Animal pelts on his shoulders. Carrying a great axe. Next to him, you see an elven female with... You see her carrying a... She's wearing a holy icon, a triangle of three intersecting six-pointed stars. You recognize it as the icon of Beldora, who is the icon of joy.
Is this somebody I know?
You see next to her...
You bitch! Is this somebody I know?
You see next to her
a... Is this Olivaro and Nevia?
You see a tiefling...
No answer!
You see next to her a tiefling... with a...
Pandora?
With a woodland staff dressed very much in the armor and clothing of a druid. Next to her, a dwarf woman, leather armor carrying a bow. Behind her, a half-orc in plate mail carrying a glowing longsword that appears to have, like, almost an ethereal... Not ethereal, but has, like, a glowing...
Like shimmer?
Shimmer to it. Even in the darkness, you could still giving off light. And next to all of them, you see a halfling female, very much dressed like you would be, Orchestrion. Very bardish.
Okay.
Melly.
Aspect to her, and that would be Melly, yes.
Get the gang back together.
Ignis! Good to see you again, old friend. What the hell took you so long? Yes, yes, you're hot shit too, Tendalek. Can we get the fuck inside, please, and get out of the open? Who are your friends first? You know me, nothing without introductions.
My liege, my name is Orchestrion.
Orchestrion! Pleasure to meet you. Who's this?
Malady.
Malady. He's like, as he gets a good look at you, it's like he has a hard time looking away.
Malady Little.
That explains that. You know, I was very good friends with Pox Little. Any relation?
She's my aunt.
We have lots to talk about then, Malady Little.
Yes!
Who are your friends?
Very excited.
Zarkash.
Please, one at a time, gentlemen.
Ashley.
Ashley, good to meet you, Ashley. You, sir.
Zarkon.
Zarkon. Excellent. Oh, welcome to Blackgate. Let's go, inside. Am I playing him okay?
You're perfect.
Okay, good. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember how you played him.
When you laughed, he looked at me and I'm like, yep, that's Brassman's.
Perfect. Okay, I'm trying to remember. As you leads you in through this side gate. The gate immediately, as soon as you turn into it, it doesn't go into the city in open. It goes into a tunnel. And the tunnel is almost like sheet metal. It has like a tin metallic aspect to it. Mm-hmm. And you have to go single file through it. And as you go in, introductions would have been made to the other six with him. You don't have to remember their names. We can get to it. But it would be Olivaro, Nevia, Pandora, Olena, T-Rex, and Melly would be their names. And as you all begin to enter, the human with the pelt, though, and the big blonde guy, and the half-orc with the shiny sword kind of stay to the side to be the last two to go in after everyone clears. So you have to go single file, and... The tunnel turns, it goes in a little bit, little twists and turns, and then it opens up into the entrance of what is the Brasslands Rebel Garrison. And you can see immediately that this entire place is a testament to humanity's resilience and creativity. As you hear it before you see it, but as you come through the tunnel, you see an intricately designed network of copper gears and pipes and mechanisms that intermingle with sturdy iron and stone structures. There's catwalks that are built from one building to another. Steam-powered vehicles are hissing their way past you along these narrow roads. And the air is really thick with the scent of machinery and like oil. And there's a gentle hum of engines the entire time you're here. Think steampunk. You are stepping into a steampunky kind of world, which, yes, I'm glad you remembered Brasslands was a tinkerer and an artificer because he spent the last 30 years building this.
Malady is home. Malady is so excited. This is lovely.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I can use a drink.
Sure.
Yes!
Sounds like a plan.
We have much to discuss.
My man. My quarters. Nevia, Pandora, take care of the rest of them. Ignis, you come with us. And he escorts the four of you and Ignis toward his quarters for a night of drinking and debriefing.